Welcome back. Well, President Ramaphosa has labelled the Public Protector's Bosasa report fundamentally flawed and has applied to have it placed under urgent court review. The report finds that the President intentionally misled Parliament about a R500,000 donation to his election campaign from Bosasa, an organisation with links to state capture. Lawson Naidu from the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution has reviewed the report and agrees that it's riddled with inconsistencies and a misunderstanding of the law. He joins us on the line now with more of the detail. Thanks so much, Lawson, for your time this evening. So as I say, we've got Public Protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's defences up on quite a few fronts at the moment. And on this issue, she said that the President should have simply announced his intention to take her to court instead of pronouncing that the report contained factual inaccuracies. Do you agree?
No, not at all. The President, as the target of this report, surely has a right to have a view about the report itself. And that is what he has expressed. And he's taken that view on the basis of legal advice that he has received, which confirms his view that the report, as he said, is fundamentally and irretrievably flawed in fact as well as in law. And it is on that basis that the President announced to the nation last night that he will be taking the matter on urgent judicial review so that ultimately the courts can decide whether she was correct in her report or not.
It's a report that you've studied, Lawson. What are the key factual inaccuracies that you've identified? And perhaps let's try and keep them to just a couple.
Well, I think the first one is the nature of the complaint. The complaint that was lodged with the Public Protector's Office initially was that whether Mr. Ramaphosa had misled the National Assembly when he answered a question that was posed to him by Mr. Musi Maimane from the DA in October last year as a follow-up question in the presidential question time. And the question that Mr. Maimane asked was whether the President was aware of a deposit of some 500,000 rand into his son's account, into Mr. Andile Ramaphosa's account, not into the President's account, not into the account of the CR17 campaign. So Mr. Maimane actually had his facts wrong to start with. And on the basis of that question, the President responded by saying that he was aware that his son had a business and commercial relationship with Bosasa, or the AGO group, as it was then called, but that he was convinced that this was above board and there was nothing to hide there. It was only subsequently that he discovered that there was, in fact, a donation from Mr. Gavin Watson that was paid into the CR17 campaign account. And when he was made aware of that, he immediately sought to correct and clarify his answer by writing to the Speaker of the National Assembly and making a public statement to that effect. So he did everything I think a reasonable person could be expected to do in the circumstances to try and clear up the confusion that had existed.
Is that bottom line, Lawson, why no investigations into the President are warranted right now? Is it because there just isn't credible legal premise?
No, I don't think that there are no grounds for any investigation into the presidency or indeed in any other minister of his cabinet. I think, but there have to be firm grounds for such an inquiry to be undertaken. And in this case, I think it's quite clear that the President gave a reasonable explanation to the Public Protector when the complaint was first raised with him. And in my view, that should have been the end of the matter. She, however, decided that he had misled Parliament. And it's quite, her report is inconsistent again, because she refers to the President as having deliberately misled the National Assembly. And yet, almost in the same breath, she concedes that he acted in good faith. So I don't know how you can act in good faith and yet also deliberately mislead Parliament.
Yeah.
So again, that makes no sense to me.
Lawson, all of this proves massive distraction for a public protector who's constantly having to defend, findings in court. To what extent is this diminishing, the role of the public protector as a whole and that office?
Well, I think it's certainly having an impact on the integrity and the respect that ordinary South Africans would have for that office, because it's quite clear that the incumbent is out of her depth. Her reports, particularly what one might call the high-level reports into cabinet ministers and now the president, are being taken on review, that she is spending far too much time in the courts. She's in court again tomorrow responding to the application for an urgent interdict by Minister Gordhan on her report on the rogue unit. And we now know that she's likely to be in court again next week when the president's application for an urgent interdict is heard. So I think, you know, the public protector needs to take a step back and take stock. And I think, you know, obviously in the light of today's constitutional court judgment, she really needs to look herself in the mirror and decide whether or not she should be continuing in office, but whether she should be doing the honourable thing and tendering her resignation.
Which leads me then to what my next question was, Lawson. I mean, politics aside, is all of this grounds to have her removed or replaced?
Well, you know, in our view, this is something that has been on the cards for some time now. It doesn't just arise as the result of today's judgment, but it's a matter that arises from the High Court judgment in this case. And let us not forget that today's judgment of the Constitutional Court did not look at or consider the merits of the High Court decision. The public protector accepted that the High Court was correct in setting aside her report. She only appealed the personal cost order, but we have her report into the Frieda Dairy Farm that has been set aside by the High Court, and which was her application for leave to appeal was due to be argued later this week. So I think there are a number of cases where it's not just where she's got the law wrong, but where her conduct and her competence have been called into question by the courts, and her lack of good faith has also been called into question, as it was by the Constitutional Court today, who basically ruled that she had committed perjury and that she had misled the court.
Absolutely. Well, we've had an NGO, Accountability Now, calling for Mkhwebane to be struck off the advocate's role for lying, having lied under oath. So we'll see how that all plays out. Thanks so much, Lawson, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Lawson Naidoo from the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution.